News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Further reports of creeping progress in the deal between the US and Iran to extend the ceasefire and hopefully begin the walk towards a permanent peace. But it looks shaky, and we are being told that Donald Trump has yet to sign off on the core of the deal. With us is Paul Rogers, who is Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Paul, can we look to the deal itself first? Because at first glance, it doesn't seem to be much of an improvement on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that was put in place by Obama, which preceded all of this.
No, it doesn't. In fact, some analysts reckon it's actually worse. But of course, we don't have that deal at all at present, which technically speaking allows Iran to sort of go back on the nuclear side as it's been doing. And this is a difficulty because the reason we don't have a deal, why the JCPOA is defunct, is that because Trump withdrew from it in his first term of office. So essentially, we're in this extraordinary position of having fought seen a really bitter war with thousands killed and God knows how many billions of dollars expended. And what we're ending up with is a kind of deal, as far as Trump is concerned, which is certainly no better and possibly even slightly worse than the position that he was in all those years ago. So it's an extraordinary position, but it is an indication of the fact that the Iranians have actually come through this in a way that virtually nobody expected. They've withstood major airstrikes from the Israelis and, of course, the Americans on a slightly larger scale. And the regime is held together. The expectation was on the part of the Israelis and the Americans that once you started by, basically assassinating as many of the leaders as you could, then Iran would come apart at the seams in political terms. And that hasn't happened. If anything, it's worse than that from an American perspective, because the people who are in charge now are much more influenced by the Revolutionary Guard Corps, not the theocrats. And if anything, the current leadership of the Guard Corps, with its older leaders largely having been killed, is harder line. And so they really see the opportunity to come out of this in a way that very, very few people would have expected. And that's where we are. And this is where I think Trump is constantly having second and third thoughts as what he does next.
That's an egregious failure. Is it a failure that you attribute to hubris? Is it poor intelligence? Is it lack of strategic thinking? How did they make that? How did they get that judgment call so wrong, if they did?
I think they were basically hugely encouraged to do it by Netanyahu. Netanyahu has these detailed discussions with Trump just before the war started. And the evidence is, and this is from the New York Times, it's pretty sort of accurate, one feels, that essentially it would be an easy victory, a quick victory. And of course, we've been here before. The extraordinary thing, as you say, was it hubris? Partly it was. But there's no seem to be memory. I mean, we've had huge failed wars in the past 25 years, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and others. And every time using the war means of getting what you want hasn't worked. This is a historic failure, but of course, that's not something that Trump can accept. If he had had any sense a month ago, he would have just said, we're more or less there, we got what we want to do, we're now going to withdraw. And that would have left the Israelis in a lurch, but it probably would have been more realistic. He didn't do that. And now, essentially, we see a war with the potential always to escalate to something far worse. And one has to remember that.
Paul, can I bring you to two of the things that you raised there, the potential of escalation and wars that are lasting longer than might have been predicted? Because obviously, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, the expectation was that, at least Vladimir Putin's expectation was that was going to be a relatively brief process. It has now lasted years. It hasn't escalated much beyond Ukraine, despite one or two instances of missiles landing outside the borders. We see overnight, though, of a drone attack on Romanian territory, of a building within Romania. Romania, of course, a NATO member. Is that significant and is that worrying in terms of potential escalation?
It's always worrying because in these sorts of circumstances, there's this acronym which counts, as says, AIM, it's accidents, incidents, and mavericks. Things can go wrong unexpectedly when two states are in a sort of a crisis state between them. And essentially, that's the kind of risk we have now. in this instance, essentially this drone hit a 10-story block in Galati, which is basically a port, a Romanian port, on the Danube, very close to the Ukraine border. And it may simply have been a sort of an accident, but it's an extremely dangerous accident. It's an indication of how tensions suddenly rise. The Romanians responded by condemning the attack and also launching a couple of F-16s on a kind of symbolic patrol. And it'll probably die down now, but you still have this war. And then, of course, just nearer to home in terms of what we were talking about, what is happening in Gaza, where the Israelis now seem to be abandoning any peace treaty and deciding that they're going to restrict all the Gazans, 2 million of them nearly, to about 30% of the land. That's the other crisis which is happening. So we're in a state of multiple problems, as you say, with Ukraine and what happened in Romania, but also Gaza, and also essentially, of course, the major conflict with Iran. So it's a time for really cool heads and care, and if we can see it anywhere, a little bit of political wisdom. That, I'm afraid, seems to be lacking in most of these cases at the moment, though.
Paul, very much appreciate your time this morning. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.